This is Ryan D, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area on 91.5. An FM dial. And the whole wide world on WMFO.org. Howdy, my friends. It is time for the Music Savage Show. Thank you so much for joining me, whether it's live or in the future, via any streaming service, or you can find podcasts. That's where I'll be. Got another great show for you. It's New Music Friday. Going to play you some songs from albums out today. Songs from a few bands in town. Got a great new song of the week. And we're going to kick the show off celebrating the 20th anniversary of one of my favorite movies, Office Space. It turns 20 years old on February 19th. It was released February 19th, 1999. Grab your coffee, whatever you're drinking. Turn the speakers up, you know, to a reasonable volume, which should be 11. Let's get the Music Savage Show started. What do you say? I think it's a good idea.
Milton. Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
But I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Hi, Peter.
Feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster type player plays his cards right. A real gangster type player never runs his mouth, cause real gangsterized players don't start fights. And brothers always got a high cap, showing all his boys how we shot him. But real gangster type players don't flex that, cause real gangster like players know they got him. Now everything is cool in the mind of a gangster, cause gangsterized players think deep. 365, ayo, 24/7, cause real gangster type players don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you, wannabe, gonna be coochie eating, jealous hearted pranksters, is when the shit jumps off, what the hell you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Feels good to be a gangster, feeding the poor and helping out with their bills. Although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the US making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4. Now gangster ass players come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past, but this gangster here was a smart one. Started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be crumb snatching, coochie eating pranksters. When the grim reaper steps up, what the hell you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
type brother knows the play. A real gangster type player gets the flies off the women. Ask the gangster type brother, Little J. Now women look at gangster type brothers like a stop sign and play the role of Little Miss Sweet. But catch her all alone, get the digits, take her out, and end up hitting the girl with the meat. Cause gangster like brothers be the game players, and everything is quiet in the click. A real gangster type brother pulls a trigger and his partner's in the posse ain't telling off. Cause gangster type brothers don't say much, and all you hear is the black from the gun blast. And real gangster type brothers don't run for jack, cause real gangster type brothers can't run fast. Now when you in the free world talking smack, use the Mac, hit the pin and let another brother shank ya. But a brother like myself will kick back the peep game, cause damn it feels good to be a gangster.
Just all as all.
Enjoyed that set. You just heard of Beastie Boys doing Sabotage, first single from their fourth album, Ill Communication, released in 1994. It's a set of songs from and inspired by one of my favorite movies, turning 20, Office Space. Ramones up out of that. This is a great one called The Job That Ate My Brain, and that's from the 12th studio album, Mondo Bizarro, released in 1992. Jimmy Reed up out of that with Big Boss Man, great single released in 1961 by the Mississippi blues musician. Appears on many soundtracks, including the Office Space soundtrack, which was released in 1999. And kicking it off with Ghetto Boys, who you hear in the background. The clean version of Still is what you're hearing. This is the song that was played when they were beating the bejesus out of the the printer slash fax machine. I wasn't to play this song, but the edited version is so silly. So I thought I'd have it as background music. Anyway, Ghetto Boys kicking off the show in the set with Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangsta. It was an unreleased single. It appeared on the band's 1992 compilation album, Uncut Dope. And the track would find a new audience when added to the soundtrack to Office Space. Again, released in 1999, it turns 20 years old on February 19th. Whenever that movie is on, I can just, wherever point it is, I can stop and watch it and pretty much recite it. You are tuned into the Music Savage Show. I am Ryan D. Hope you're having a good time already. I certainly am. Let's get back into it. It's just been announced that Stereolab are playing again for the first time in many, many, many years. I was pretty excited about that. They're not coming anywhere near Boston. But I do love Stereolab, so that news was cool. I'll play you a great one from their 1997 album, Dots and Loops. Music Savage Show.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah.
I love that song. I love how they say their name, the name of the band, over and over and over again at the end there. Fujiya and Miyagi, Ankle Injuries, from the UK band's 2006 album Transparent Things. Up out of that, Battles, the great one called Ice Cream. That's the first single off of the New York City band's sophomore album, Gloss Drop, released in 2011. The Go Team, All the Way Live, up out of that. Favorite of mine from the British band's latest album, Semicircle, released in January of 2018 on Memphis Industries. Stealing Sheep, Joking Me, first single from the Liverpool Trio's upcoming album, Big Wows, out April 19th via Heavenly Recordings. You may remember that song from a Song of the Week a couple months back. And kicking off the set was Stereolab, Miss Modular, off of their terrific fifth album, Dots and Loops, released in 1997. The band has verified that they're playing the 8th Desert Days Festival this coming October in California, and it's going to be their first North American tour in over a decade, or show. I'm saying tour, hoping that they decide to continue after the Desert Days Festival, because that would be grand. I saw them many years ago, back in the 90s, and they were, well, you know, they were great. All right, let's get back into it. This is a set of songs from a few bands and musicians on tour and stopping in the Boston area. Normally, this is a set that covers the week, this weekend and the coming week until the next Friday, but this Friday, well, today, this Friday, today, there are so many great bands playing tonight in Boston. All of these bands are on tour. And you just go to their website and find out where they're going. And because they're in Boston, that means they're in New England area next couple of days. Go out and see them. Go support these guys. They are on the road playing music to make us all happy. It's all a bunch of good stuff. And again, all these bands I'm about to play are in the area tonight. Starting with this one, Cherry Glazer. LA band have a fantastic new album out. It's called Stuffed and Ready. It's out now on Secretly Canadian. They're on tour and they're in Boston tonight for a sold out show at Bright Music Hall. They're fantastic. Sold out, but you know what I always say, if there is a will, there is a way. Here's Cherry Glazer kicking off the set of bands in town tonight. I'm
I wasn't always You lost your job and your life is a mess. The devil may care, but I couldn't care less. Yeah.
Savage Show, right here at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area. 91.5 FM, WMFO, on the FM dial. It's streaming the whole wide world on WMFO.org. You just heard all that music, and all that music is going to be here tonight in various venues around the Boston area. The National Reserve right there, New Love off the Brooklyn Band's excellent debut album, Motel Lagrange. That's how I like to say it. Released May 2018. They are playing with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers tonight at Great Scott in Boston. My goodness. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers up ahead of that. Devil May Care. I absolutely love it.